Good morning, and welcome to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour starring Gary Rossignol of RE/MAX Preferred Group. To be part of the program, dial 513-563-1480 to get your answers to questions about your home and property. The number again, 513-563-1480. Now, here's Gary.
I have a special guest with me today. I actually have two firsts happening this morning. Number one, it's his first time on the radio, and it's my first roofer on the show. How about that? I love their company slogan. It goes, quality work every single time.
Yeah. Oh,
that is really cool. Please welcome to the show Mr. Corey Bryant, co-owner of Sword Southwest Ohio Roofing Defense.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. And actually, that slogan is a hat off, which I don't know if my wife is listening, but I'll give her moment of fame here. She kind of is an English teacher at Goshen, and one day came up with that, and we kind of ran with it. And now that's my tagline wherever I go. And if I don't say it, people are, like, disappointed.
Yeah,
so
right.
I have to say quality work every single time at the end of even my H7 meetings or B&I, wherever I'm at.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my wife read that. She says, that is really cute.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, isn't that neat? That's
she nailed it, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's Corey Bryant. We're going to talk to him in a little bit. But first, many, many of my listeners tune in at the top of the show so they have an opportunity to win a $10 gift card to our favorite coffee joint, Starbucks. The phone number here is 513-563-1480. And if you haven't won in the past 60 days, you qualify and can win today if you answer this question. My name is Mark Bolan, the lead singer for the 1970s glam rock band with two major hits, and they are Hot Love and Bang a Gong, Get It On. Name the band. You know the name of the band, call 513-563-1480. But wait! I have a second trivia question today. In honor of International Coffee Day, if you know the date for the International Coffee Day, call 513-563-1480. I have a $5 Starbucks gift card for you. You don't have to know the first trivia question to win the second one, and the 60-day qualification time period is not on for the second part of the question. $5 gift card to Starbucks if you give me the date for the International Coffee Day. And I'll tell you more about that after we run the gamut of winners, and Dan's taking names and numbers and emails and all that good stuff as we speak. So we got winners out there. Thank you for calling. Appreciate that. All right. Corey, I met you. Oh, gosh, it's been over a year ago.
Yeah.
You mentioned 87.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, good old Angel and Clayton have built an empire out of 87. They're not only in the greater Cincinnati, Ohio area, they're in Dayton and Columbus and all across the country, I think.
Yeah, last I heard, shout out to Clay here and Angel, 38 states and 9 countries,
wow,
if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
So, I mean, I run the Milford branch, actually.
Okay.
I take care of the Milford kind of.
Well, that's out in your neck of the woods. That's where your company is.
Correct. So I kind of run a hybrid chapter that allows, you know, it's not necessarily open. It's more of, you know, we just make sure that each member wants to give back to the group. That's simply it. So that we just make sure the quality referrals being passed.
And so many people come to networking groups trying to get business.
Correct.
Wrong.
Right.
Wrong
right.
reason.
Yeah.
You always go to a networking group what you can bring to the group.
Correct. And that's what I found out is just helping people. You know, had a colleague come in Friday who's losing, his business, you know, and he's just thanking me for, you know, all the connections made, all the different things. So it's all about, you know, obviously gaining that know, like, and trust. But to earn that trust, you have to be able to refer. You have to confidently be able to help others before you know, think of you first.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will come into a networking event and more or less, like, go to check off a box. You know, it's my 1 hour of the week. I'm getting my networking in. And, you know, if you come in more of a, you know, to build relationships that are forever lasting, that's what really gives back. So our business is really built on word of mouth referrals. We don't run pay-per-click ads. We don't run Facebook ads. It's all just word of mouth.
Right. Yep. I'm the same way. You know, we have a mastermind group every Thursday at our office, and there was about 10 of us out of, I think it's kind of, out of 160 licensed agents with RE/MAX Refer Group. By the way, RE/MAX Refer Group is the largest RE/MAX brokerage in the state of Ohio. We had like 10 of us that show up for this mastermind group, and we talked about, you know, different types of promotions and, you know, what it's like this radio show. I mean, when I started this radio show 13 years ago, I gave it a year. You have to do something consistently and at the same time and expected and deliver some kind of content that's interesting to people.
Correct.
And that's why, you know, I met Adam, I met you, I've met Gary Rasmussen. Many, many members of H7 are referrals to my clients. They are hosts and sponsors on my radio show. They get their name out there, and it's a win-win. You know,
absolutely.
That's what networking is all about.
Right, and that's what I said. We appreciate this opportunity, and, you know, thank you, Adam, for, you know, the connection. And,
yeah, Adam speaks so very highly of you.
Yeah, I was actually texting him here just a minute, so I'm sure he's listening in.
Yeah, he's got a beautiful family, and your business, Sword, Southwest Ohio Roofing Defense.
Yep.
Is a family.
Family owned and operated, yeah. So it's myself, my two brothers, Joe and Justin. Joe kind of handles the administration. So Joe's more behind the scenes. What we've decided is we all stick to our roles, what we're best at.
Mm-hmm.
So my necessarily role is to do more marketing, lead generation, you know, be out in the market and get to make relationships like we're doing here today.
You got a great radio voice.
I don't know. I haven't worked on it or anything, so we'll see. You know, just being able to, go out but our business, I'll get back to that, is Joe and Justin. They're my two brothers. Joe handles the admin. He handles that lane in our business so that it allows us to really focus on what we're best at. Justin handles the oversight of sales. So Justin would be out there making sure that all of our processes are followed and that, you know, on job day that the customer is happy. We also have a project manager named Curry Likens that comes out on each and every install. He's there through the entire install. So that way, if any customer has any questions or needs to let the dog out to use the restroom, whatever, we can nail sweep, kind of clean the construction side up for the customer. Yeah, my mom runs my office. She holds down the fort, answers all the calls. She's kind of the nucleus, and it allows, like I said, us three brothers to do what we're best at.
And then you've got your crew that actually goes out and does the work.
Correct.
And you'd probably train them to do the job the way you want it done?
Yeah, we do a lot of, you know, a lot of training with them and a lot of passing knowledge of what we expect, and a lot of mutual, you know, trust goes in there, and, you know, experience with some of the guys. And I will say that, you know, our repair division, we have, you know, nine in-house guys that kind of focus and all hands on to help the repair engine run. We have two guys that'll go out and actually do the hands-on repairs. So if it's, you know, an emergency leak or, you know, something that's needed some repair attention, minor walk and caulk, anything of that nature, we can come out and take care of it.
And that's another thing that I like about your company is many, many roofing companies will do one thing, and that's come out and replace your roof. And you guys will do repairs. If it doesn't need to be replaced, you're going to say, hey, you know, you got 2 or 3 years left life on the roof. You know, we can, you know, patch it up and get you by, and when you're ready for a roof, call us.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, our industry is, you know, like we discussed here off air, is it is commission-based. So a lot of the guys are incentivized to maybe tell a customer who has, you know, 2 to 5 years left on a roofing system that they need to replace it now. With that being said, we kind of incentivize our guys with a salary and commission to then, you know, come out and give that customer honest advice, provide them with a repair estimate if it is not within budget. And then we will also, you know, give a repair or replacement estimate at the same time. So if the customer is curious about, hey, what am I looking at in the next 5 years? What is the ballpark number that I'm going to need to be saving up for? We can kind of give them an idea of what they need to save for. Yeah, we offer financing and things of that nature. But again, it's not a hard sell. It's more of, you know, helping the customer and figuring out what it is that they actually need.
Yeah. You know, my friend Rich Cox, he was the owner of Al's Comfort Technologies, and they're a sponsor. And Rich is retired. He sold his business to his sons. It's a family-owned business. And their employees are not commissioned. They're salaried. So when they come out to look at a furnace, if they can fix it, they fix it. They're not there to sell a new furnace. And that I love companies that think like that. They're there to help our neighbors. Our neighbors are the folks who own homes, are going to own a home, are going to move one way or the other. They need our assistance. And I just like that. So there's a lot of, Corey, there's a lot of different types of roofs. What's your favorite, and is there a roof that you'd rather not tackle?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we were just talking about this at the office yesterday.
About 20 seconds. And
okay, so when it comes to asphalt shingle roofing, those are our favorite. We're more specialized in our niches in asphalt shingles. What I wouldn't want to tackle is probably one of those 4 to 5 layer rubber roofs downtown that need some real love and attention there.
Gotcha. So every show at this time, I like to express my gratitude to our troops, veterans, first responders, and all of our heroes. That is our nurses, doctors, nurses aides, healthcare, and EMT staff, our police and firefighters. Too often they deal with life and death situations, so let's thank them and keep them in our thoughts and prayers. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by SWORD, that's Southwest Ohio Roof Defense, and their phone number is 513-528-0023. And they do free inspections. That's incredible. When we come back from our break, we're going to have a moment with Miles, and we're going to talk about free inspections. How in the heck do you do that? You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO, 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Southwest Ohio Roof Defense is your roofing experts with over 20 years of experience. From roof repairs to complete replacements, Southwest Ohio Roof Defense has you covered. Dealing with insurance claims can be a headache, but not with Southwest Ohio Roof Defense. They'll handle the paperwork and make it hassle-free. Protect your investment. Don't wait until it's too late. Schedule a free roof inspection today. Trust the family-owned business for top-quality service, competitive pricing, and peace of mind. Call Southwest Ohio Roof Defense at 513-528-0023 or visit swordroof.com. Southwest Ohio Roof Defense, quality work, every shingle at a time.
Celebrating Billy Joel, a tribute to America's Piano Man, live at the Taft Theater on Saturday, November 4th.
I'm in a New York State.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and at the Taft Theater box office. Celebrating Billy Joel live at the Taft Theater on Saturday, November 4th.
Guys, are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars for your ED medications? Hi, I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs in Covington, and we are excited to offer generic alternatives to Viagra and Cialis for as little as $5 per dose. Give us a call at 859-431-2857 to find out more. Save Discount Drugs can help you in other ways, too. If you're uninsured or have high deductible insurance, Save Discount Drugs offers everyday low pricing on all of our medications, not just a few that are on the list. We even offer select antibiotics for just $1. So call us at 859-431-2857 to see how you can save time and money at Save Discount Drugs. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. Save Discount Drugs is located 4 doors north of the Madison Theater at 716 Madison Avenue in downtown Covington. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857, or check us out online at savediscountdrugs.com.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
Hear what customers are saying.
One of the cutest little places with options for both indoor and outdoor seating that adapts to all seasons. In summer, the patio is set with a great seasonal cocktail menu. In colder weather, they do have a giant fire to gather around and keep you warm. And you can enjoy a drink inside a cozy atmosphere. My favorite, Great Vibes Place, and perfect for a relaxing night with close friends.
The Blind Lemon, open 7 nights a week. Live music 7 nights a week. The Blind Lemon, 936 Hatch, Mount Adams.
Get on. Let's rock the house.
Thanks for listening and watching. We are on Facebook and LinkedIn as we speak. My name is Gary Rosignol. I am a certified residential specialist, better known as Cincinnati's Rock and Roll Realtor with RE/MAX Preferred Group. And speaking of RE/MAX Preferred Group, this is the moment I've been waiting for all week long, and many, many folks I heard of my mastermind group Thursday morning, they just love tuning in and listening to The Moment with Miles. So this is The Moment with Miles.
Hey, Gary, rock and roll, my friend. One of the modern definitions of rock star is a person treated as a celebrity, especially in inspiring fanatical admiration. As in, the agent that helped us buy our home was a rock star, or my broker is a rock star. 47 years ago, when RE/MAX was started, an agent couldn't join RE/MAX unless they were already what today would be called a rock star. Today, although the majority of our agents are top-producing agents, we have the best training and agent development systems in the industry. Chris Beresford and I were the RE/MAX Broker Owners of the Year for the entire United States back in 2013. And are continuously mentoring and assisting agents on a daily basis. Karen, the vice president of RE/MAX Preferred Group, Leanne, and Beth are training, coaching, mentoring, marketing the agents full-time. Our administration staff assists the agents like no other brokerage that I'm aware of. The majority of our agents are already rock stars, and the rest are well on the way. So if the listeners out there are real estate agents that want to be a rock star or want to work with rock stars, give Chris Beresford a call and ask her about the value of becoming a RE/MAX agent. Being a rock star realtor is a lot of hard work. Why not use the best tools in the industry? And that's this morning's Moment with Miles.
Thank you, Miles. That is some good information to know. And I'm going to, that's Miles Beresford along with his lovely wife, Christine. They are the owners, brokers of RE/MAX Preferred Group, the largest RE/MAX brokerage in the state of Ohio. And we are all rock stars at RE/MAX Preferred Group. And I'm going to get a little bit political now because everyone knows that the Cincinnati Multiple Listing Service got hacked. It was cyber crime about 8 weeks ago, cyber ransom. We've got things ironed out, but in the meantime, we have struggled. We implemented a company called Perchwell to provide us with our data systems. They didn't hit the mark. In fact, they fell flat on their face. And we had a major vote this past week to go back to Rapitoni, which is up and running and loading data as we speak, or stay with Perchwell, which has not been doing the job for us. We have almost 7,000 licensed realtors in Cincinnati area. Only 3,900 voted. Come on. What is with you realtors out there? 39 out of 7,000 voted, and 26 voted to go back to Rapitoni. 1,300 voted to stay the way we are with Perchwell, which isn't working. Now, you know, tell me, what happened to the other 3,000 who who didn't vote. Are you doing any business? You have clients that call you and say, there's no room dimensions. Where's the fireplace? Blah, blah, on and on and on. I don't like this system. Well, I don't either. And that's why we're switching back. That's why I voted to go back. That's why Chris Beersford sent videos out to every member in our brokerage. And I'll guarantee you everyone in our brokerage voted and voted for number two. But what happened to the other 3,000 who didn't vote? Does that, if you're thinking of buying or selling a house, ask your potential realtor, did you vote? And if they didn't, they say, vote for what? You find a realtor who is involved, who cares about our industry. All right, I'm off my soapbox. Did I get the point across?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's important. Even, you know, for someone like myself from the roofing industry, you know, we've seen a change in the way that I know the inventory is 1/6 of what it was prior to COVID. But, you know, I will say that once this perch well came into effect, there was a lot of, you know, disgrunt from, you know, the user's end, you know, being able to navigate it, being able to, you know, like you had mentioned, the room dimensions, some of the information about the homes. My biggest thing is it doesn't really scream out who's, you know, the contact listing.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't provide you that information that the old Rapitoni used to on that one-page hitter. You'd have to kind of click around a little bit more with Perchwell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have to show a house when we leave here. And the brokerage isn't anywhere on the showing sheet. My wife says, what does these initials mean? And I said, well, it's the initials for the... They didn't spell out the broker's name or give you the... It's crazy. It's just crazy. Anyhow, if you have a question or comment for us, just give us a call here at 513-563-1480. That was Corey Bryant. He is co-owner of Southwest Ohio Roof Defense. They are the best. And I'm also very grateful for all the regular listeners who tune in every week. I know Carol from South Lebanon. She's watching on Facebook. Billy O'Neill, Steve Templin, Jane Reel, Felicia from Mason, Mike and Nancy Little. I know he's on Facebook. Mike Carroll, Paige Grad, Chuck Permeter. We may have Todd Ing. Well, and we've got you. You're on right now. When I wrote this, we had Todd Engel, who was watching. He's a good home inspector, but tons of folks watch and listen. So
I like Todd.
So, Corey, tell me, how many people actually go on the roofs?
Oh, that's the thing there. So they say that the roofing system actually, and you know, it's not a sales pitch here for all of us, but it is one of the, you know, the number one thing that the, you know, homeowners do not maintain.
Well, yeah, I mean. Who wants to climb on their roof? I gave up cleaning gutters a year ago. I had those gutter toppers put on.
We hear that a lot, too. You know, we're customers. You know, the only time that they might go up is, you know, putting Christmas lights on, and that's kind of their...
I don't do that anymore either.
Exactly. So if you hang that up, you know, we will, you know, we do the gutter cleanings. You know, so we tackled some of that, you know, the maintenance side of, you know, keeping your roof up to snuff. So.
Yeah. And how long does a typical roof last?
Well, they got different shingles now. They have what they've come out with the industry is a 30-year and a 50-year shingle as far as the warranty goes.
Now, I was told a 30-year shingle will last maybe 25 years. Is that right?
That's what I would, you know, aim to bet, because you have a lot of factors that go into that. You have, you know, weather, you have, you know, the sun, you have different elements, depending on the manufacturer as well. That's why we use Owens Corning. We believe that they back their warranties. They truly do. You know, honor their product. So it just depends on, you know, what you're after there.
And how about rubber roofs? You mentioned the 7-layer rubber roofs, which are a nightmare.
So we do a lot of rubber repairs. So we do, you know, Skyline Chili right off Merwin 10 Mile there. We do some rubber repairs there. So if it's repair related, we'll kind of tackle on the rubber side. But it's not our niche. You know, we're honest and okay in telling people that, you know, that's not necessarily our niche as far as like a, you know, replacement goes. So, you know, when it comes to shingle residential roofs, definitely our go-to.
I'm sorry, Facebook. I think I lost the signal to Facebook. I'm not sure if that's happening or not. But anyhow, we will... We will continue. So I mentioned gutters. You guys do gutters and downspouts, and are gutters just gutters, or are there various types of gutters that you use for different purposes?
Well, there's what they call the K-style gutters, which people, you know, call seamless gutters, or what you would see typically on your residential homes. Those gutters come in, you know, typically 5-inch and 6-inch. A lot of your new home is built with, you know, your Ryan's, Drees around here locally are built with a 5-inch gutter system. We don't upcharge for our gutter systems. Our machine actually is built when we show up on site. We'll build them right there in front of you. If you want the 5-inch, we can run it through our 5-inch, and if you want the 6-inch. So it's really just the coil that you purchase. The machine itself is what makes it. So we see a lot of turnover to the 6-inch just for the water flow. They say there's 40% water, you know, upgrade in water flow. I would agree that there's a lot of, you know, upgrades in having a larger 6-inch gutter.
So when you're going to have your gutters put on, just get the 6-inch. The cost is minimal, isn't it?
It's minimal, yeah. So I would just go with the 6-inch, you know. Some people do stick with the 5 if they're just repairing it to try to keep, you know, the same. If they have an old 5-inch run on the back and they want to keep it the same on the front, if they're only repairing one side versus the other. But I would highly recommend just, you know, going over to the 6-inch when it comes time to replace your gutters.
Now, tell me, how do you do these free inspections?
Yeah, so the free inspections, obviously, we go out there, they're free to kind of educate the customer in a way. We want to be able to come out and give the customer some value. We want to provide value in a sense that, yeah, it's a free inspection, but we hope that the customer learns something that day of the inspection. That can then, you know, help them, whether it would be then on the spot or, you know, help them navigate a roofing issue, you know, maybe that we see on the horizon that might not be evident right now. Similar to like a chimney roofing flashing, if it's not leaking, sometimes we can see those things are failing. And we kind of give the customer heads up on those items just to kind of let them know when to be prepared for those things.
Gotcha. So tune in on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock for a John Englehart and Soda Shop Sunday right here on WDJO. And if you haven't heard his show, it is a lot of fun. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by SWORD, S-W-O-R-D, which stands for Southwest Ohio Roof Defense. And their phone number is 513-528-0023. You want a good, honest roofing company that will give you a free estimate, free inspections, run by three brothers and a mom. I mean, this is the company you want to call on because they are honest as the day is long. Please do not touch that dial. Coming up next is my music history. And then when's the last time you were actually in your attic, and what did you find? Next on the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Here comes Brian Setzer, Rockabilly Riot. First live shows in over 4 years. October 3rd, Taft Theater. All the hits you dig. Plus, Setzer's legendary guitar. Reserved seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Taft Theater box office. Brian Setzer, Rockabilly Riot.
Join the Ohio State University Alumni Club of Greater Cincinnati's official game watch party at O'Brien's Bar and Grill, 1998 Madison Road in O'Brienville, the hottest ticket in town for all things OSU athletics. As an official Alumni Club member, you'll enjoy food and drink specials every game all season long. Not a club member yet? Sign up today at cincinnati.alumni.osu.edu. Gather your friends, wear your scarlet and gray, and head over to O'Brien's Bar and Grill for the best Ohio State game day experience. The Ohio State University Alumni Club of Greater Cincinnati and O'Brien's Bar and Grill, where Buckeye pride comes alive. Visit cincinnati.alumni.osu.edu for all club news, updates, and upcoming events.
Make new memories as you stroll down the indoor main street at Chesterwood Senior Living in Westchester. Visit O'Smiley's Pub. Enjoy a movie at the Monarch Theater. Or grab lunch at Jim E's Cafe. Chesterwood Senior Independent Living is a great choice for those who want to maintain their lifestyle while living on a quiet lane of patio homes or in a luxurious apartment. Leave the worries of home maintenance behind. Chesterwood Senior Living provides physical and social opportunities for interaction and growth. Make your retirement stage fun and enjoyable. Call Jane at Chesterwood, a CareSpring community. Call 513-326-4000 today. That's 513-326-4000 for Chesterwood Village.
Randomly, people will say, "You have a very pretty smile." People I don't even know. It's helped me to build my confidence in my smile. Not that I didn't lack the confidence before, but I didn't realize how much confidence I was lacking. When it comes to cosmetic dentistry, Dr. Peck is at the top of his class.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I am Bonnie Summey, and I love my new smile. I love it.
This happened once before. I came to your door, no reply.
Here we go with one of my favorite parts of the show. It's time for Gary's Music History. And on this day, back in 1964, the Beatles continued recording sessions at Abbey Road for their fourth UK album, Beatles for Sale, recording various takes of Every Little Thing, What You're Doing, and No Reply, which became the opening track on the Beatles for Sale.
They said you were not home. That's a lie.
On this day back in 1967, the UK's first national pop radio station, BBC Radio 1, was launched in the UK to take over from the very successful private radio stations, which had been forced off the air by government. Former pirate DJ Tony Blackburn from Radio Caroline was the first presenter on air with The Moves' Flowers in the Rain, which was the first record to be played. On this day back in 1974, police were called to a Lynyrd Skynyrd and Blue Oyster Cult concert in Louisville, Kentucky, after a fight broke out between two sound engineers. The Skynyrd roadie claimed that the sound had been deliberately turned off during the band's set. Well, it was really just a big misunderstanding, according to Sam Judd, the then a member of the crew for opening act Hydra. During the latter part of the show, it may have indeed been Freebird. Van Zant began slinging the mic around on its cord, and being as drunk as he was, eventually hit it against something, and it went intermittent. That happens when you mix booze and performances. On this day back in 1978, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John had their second number one from the film Grease with Summer Nights. 7 weeks at number one, it became the second best-selling single of 1978, beaten by Saturday Night Fever. Summer Nights reached number 5 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and spent 2 weeks at number 3 on Cashbox Top 100. On this day back in 2003, an auction of the contents of Sir Elton John's London home raised more than $1.7 million. An oil painting entitled Madison Square Park sold for $81,500, and a 19th century portrait of Lieutenant George Dyer, painted by James Northcott in 1817, fetched $67,000. Sir Elton sold off the items so he could redecorate his home in a more modern style. Why not? You got that kind of money, you might as well do it. This is fun. On this day in 2016, a schoolboy from Philadelphia who skipped class to meet his musical hero handed his teacher an absence note with a difference. The typewritten note was signed by Bruce Springsteen. Fifth grader Michael Finnerty met the star at a meet and greet in the Free Library in Philadelphia when Springsteen was in town signing copies of his new autograph, Born to Run. Show up to school late and say, "Here, teacher, here's my absent from Bruce Springsteen." Yeah, right. Born on this day back in 1947, and this is the answer to the trivia question. Mark Bolan. He was born Mark Feld. He's an English guitarist, singer, songwriter, best known as the lead singer of the glam rock band T-Rex. Bolan was one of the pioneers of the glam rock movement back in the 1970s. He had the 1971 number one single Hot Love, plus over 20 other 40 singles, and the 1972 number 10 single Bang a Gong, Get It On. That's this cut. Bolan was killed in a car accident on September 16, 1977, at the early age of 29, a fortnight before his 30th birthday. So there you go. I hope these music notes brought you as much fun as I had while researching them for you. I am called the Rock and Roll Realtor because I play with the greatest classic rock band in Cincinnati. That is none other than Bluestone Ivory. You can see us live and in person next Friday at Aurora Farmers Fair. We precede the Vandells at 6:30 to 8 o'clock. So come on out to the Aurora Farmers Fair. It is a fun festival. They shut down the city for that. I also play with the Westchester Symphony, and we have our spooktacular concert at Mulhauser Barn on October the 26th. And we have the Westchester Symphony is with the Lakota East High School Choirs. We present our holiday concert on December the 5th at the Westchester Nazarene Church on Tylersville Road. Just go to bluestoneivory.com. And let's see. I asked you how many people climb on your roofs. How many people do you know climb in their attics?
Yeah, that's another one. So, homeowners.
Two important parts of the house people just totally ignore, right?
They are definitely ignored for whatever reason, but it is definitely ignored. I will say that with attic spaces, typically homeowners do not go in them unless it is, they're grabbing out some Halloween decorations or Christmas decorations. The attic should be, typically plus or minus 10 degrees of what the house temperature is. So if you do pop your head up in that attic and you find yourself immediately sweating or unable to breathe, you might have a roof ventilation problem. So we see a lot of that going on with new installs. A customer might not, or the roofer might not adequately ventilate the roofing system, which then goes back to the aging. You were asking me about how long does a roof really last? Ventilation is one of the key components of how long a roof is going to actually last.
I remember going on a home inspection and the roofer, put the ladder up and put 1 foot on the roof and it started crumbling under his feet. And he stepped off. He says, "I'm not walking on there." And one of the sale point of the roof was it was like an 8-year-old roof, but there was no ventilation.
Yeah, there's a lot of time they forget to put in proper attic ventilation for whatever reason. They'll
and
forget
then
the
shingles
box vents.
Just bake, don't they?
They bake. So what will happen is sometimes roofers will get up there and they think that it's actually a hail hit because it bakes from the inside up and it causes blisters. And the blisters are similar to what you would see on your, human skin, but it's happening underneath from the heat of the surface deck. And then it boils, and then it causes these little tiny pockets that, again, mimic hail. So a lot of roofers will then come out and say, "Well, Mrs. Jones, you have hail damage, and that's where, you got to be
careful. Call your
insurance
company."
Correct. But you have to be careful. You have to make sure that it truly is. And there's ways for us to find that out. There's actually a company we use called CoreLogic, and we can find the data, the exact date and time of when the event took place.
When the storm came.
And
that's another thing about SWORD is you take the headaches out of the insurance claim because you do a lot of the paperwork for the customer, right?
Yeah, we'll do a lot of the paperwork, and we'll step in from A to Z. We'll be that voice of, we kind of will go to bat for them. We'll answer all the phone calls. We'll answer all the questions. We'll keep them in the loop as far as emails and things because a lot of the information that's provided, whether it be the estimate or just the emailed information, is very confusing for the end consumer, which they need some guidance.
A lot of the times we are seeing, you know, some roofers that they get to a hard point in the claim where, you know, the insurance does push back and is wanting the contractor to maybe do an extra step, and they'll walk away or leave the homeowner hanging, where Sword kind of comes in and picks up the ball where they have left off. But we try to be there from A to Z and you know, conquer the claim. And we only file claims when needed, though. So we're confident in going into the claim that we're not necessarily, you know, kind of flipping a coin and doing the old 50-50, let's take a shot, per se. So that tends to keep our property and casualty insurance agents happy, our referral partners happy, that we're not out there telling the industry, you know, even to just randomly file claims all over the place when not necessary.
So if you think your roof had been damaged recently or in the last 6 months or so, and you want to find out for sure, call Sword. Their phone number is 513-528-0023, because you'll come out and give them a free inspection. Let them know if there is a claimable damage on your roof.
Correct.
And you can handle the paperwork with their insurance company, and you can handle the repair or replacement.
Correct. And a lot of times homeowners don't know that they have damage, because unless it's a missing shingle on the ground, they don't count it as damage.
Yeah, right.
So they don't know without getting up there. And a lot of it is creased shingles. So the wind damage itself is, you know, where the shingle will come unheared, lift up, and then lay back down. And that can only be seen, obviously, from somebody physically up on the roof, you know, looking and investigating for further damages.
What's the main culprit for roofing leaks?
I would say pipe boots. I would say once your pipe boot fails, the collars around the pipe boots are
your
actually
plumbing vents.
Yes, your plumbing stacks. They're made of like a rubber. So people will kind of, again, not maintenance or maintain those. And once those fail, customers automatically assume that they have a roof leak when it is not a claimable offense. They have to be careful because they do see the water coming in, but it is from the stack itself. Easy repair, something again that we offer free walk and caulks to kind of maintain that, so we see them happen within the first 5 to 10 years. That rubber tends to deteriorate. It's made of some kind of neoprene plastic or rubber, so it's not meant to last.
Right. So. And I'll give you all another little clue. Our internet went out last week, and we had Altafiber come out, and they did their thing, and they found that on the street, the line had been chewed through by squirrels. Now, I have the back end of my roof. It was a couple years ago. We noticed some water coming in. We had a roofer, just before I knew you, had a roofer come out. They found holes chewed through the rubber roof. And they put on the claim was squirrel damage. Well, my insurance, Gary Rasmussen, the musical insurance guy, they kicked it back because squirrels are not covered on your homeowner's insurance.
Same with raccoons.
Critter damage is.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird how that works, because actually birds and squirrels, and I'm not a professional, but from what I hear, they eat shingle granules to help their digestive system. So.
Yeah. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Sword, Southwest Ohio Roof Defense. Call them at 513-528-0023. Get your free inspection today. Stay with us. We're going to have a visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation right after these messages. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO, 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Southwest Ohio Roof Defense is your roofing experts with over 20 years of experience. From roof repairs to complete replacements, Southwest Ohio Roof Defense has you covered. Dealing with insurance claims can be a headache, but not with Southwest Ohio Roof Defense. They'll handle the paperwork and make it hassle-free. Protect your investment. Don't wait until it's too late. Schedule a free roof inspection today. Trust the family-owned business for top-quality service, competitive pricing, and peace of mind. Call Southwest Ohio Roof Defense at 513-528-0023 or visit swordroof.com. Southwest Ohio Roof Defense, quality work every shingle at a time.
Cincinnati's Oldies Network, WDJO, and Omar are proud to present the music of the greatest entertainer of all time, Elvis Presley. The Elvis Tribute Artist Spectacular Special Birthday Edition returns to the Aronoff Saturday, January 13th, featuring Sean Clush, Ryan Pelton, and Cody Ray Slaughter, and the Fabulous Ambassadors Band. Special guests include the Nashville Dreams and the Blackwood Quartet. Tickets on sale now at cincinnatiarts.org. The Elvis Tribute Artist Spectacular, Saturday, January 13th at the Aronoff.
Brew River Creole Kitchen has a brand new menu. Come and discover their made-from-scratch Creole creations that include blackened or fried seafood baskets, New Orleans po' boys, seafood truffle mac, and buttermilk brined alligator bites. Love chicken and waffles? Why not try our alligator and waffle? We've also created a menu of small plates that encourage sharing some of our most popular dishes, such as jambalaya, etouffee, and pasta monica. In addition to our taste of New Orleans, enjoy the sound of live jazz, blues, Americana, and roots every Friday through Sunday, and our New Orleans jazz brunch on Sundays. Our savory Sunday menu features crawfish bread, egg sardou, jambalaya, and eggs, in addition to handcrafted Bloody Marys, pitchers of mimosas, Sazeracs, and more. Open Wednesday through Sunday night and Sunday brunch with the happiest hours Tuesday through Sunday from 4 to 6 and all night Wednesday. Be sure to check out our event calendar online and our website where reservations can be made as well. Brew River Creole Kitchen. Tastes like New Orleans. Craft like Cincy.
How many times have you called an automotive service shop to get work done on your car just to find out they're backed up for 2 weeks or more? Hi, I'm Robert Nolan of John Nolan Auto Service. John Nolan Auto Service is ready right now to work on your car. We can do anything from a simple oil change, new tires, brakes, or an entire engine overhaul. Our ASC certified technicians can do it all and at a fair price. So if you're hearing strange noises in your vehicle, call John Nolan Auto Service at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today. John Nolan Auto Service, trusted in Cincinnati for over 50 years, is located on 4th Street in Newport, Kentucky, just across from the World Peace Bell. Call us at 859-261-8833 for your appointment today.
A good deal better at John Nolan.
Get on, let's rock the house.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour with yours truly. My name is Gary Rosignol. I am your senior real estate specialist with RE/MAX Preferred Group. The Dragonfly Foundation, they support pediatric cancer families and patients by an amazing feat. They build a network that connects Dragonfly families to each other and the community, and they provide programs to enhance their quality of life. These programs are in partner with the greatest children's hospital in the country. That's our very own Cincinnati Children's Hospital. I'm very happy to have this gentleman on my show each week. He is a member of the Dragonfly Foundation Board of Directors, and he has been their number one cheerleader and their number one fan for many years. I like to call him my friend. This is Mr. Bill Kerrigan. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Gary. How you doing?
We are doing fantastic. You know, always tackling technology is always trying. You know how that goes.
No doubt about it.
But anyhow, it was on the dragonfly.org website, and we wrapped up. Well, it's the end of the month, so you just had your big golf outing. Do you have any numbers on how successful that was?
You know what? We don't have the numbers yet, but Allie Brokaw is tabulating those, and we should be able to announce those this week. But by all indications, it was a major success.
It always is. It always is. I know Carol Schilling was out there with our Bluestone Ivory team, which she sponsors every year. Thank you, Carol, for that. And Dragonfly also thanks Carol for all the work that she does volunteering throughout the year for the Dragonfly Foundation.
No doubt that she's wonderful.
I was on, and we don't have anything major scheduled, but I went on to your category of urgent needs, and this popped up that your welcomed items include gift cards, $5 to $50 for iTunes, Kindle, Amazon, GameStop, Target, Walmart, national chain restaurants, and clothing stores. Patients spend hours and days researching the best items to purchase and giving them a measure of control and something to pass the time. Video games like PlayStation 3 and Y systems, those are the little game cards for all that would just be really helpful. And the other need is gas cards. Any gas cards.
As you know, Gary, when families come to Cincinnati Children's, they're not just local families. They're coming from literally all over the world and certainly all over the country. And they find themselves here. Often the parents have to take a furlough from their work while their child is getting treatment, and they need some financial support. Now, handing out cash is obviously problematic, but gift cards is a wonderful way to support us. And it's just so easy when you're doing your shopping at Kroger to stop by the gift card aisle and, like you said, pick up a $5 or $25, whatever makes you feel good. And if your listeners will let you know that they have purchased a gift card that they want to donate to Dragonfly, I will meet them anywhere within your listeners' range here. So just let me know, and I'll be happy to go pick up the gift card and get it to a family in need.
And me as well. As a matter of fact, I'll trump that a little bit. If you give me a $50 gift card anywhere, I will trade you a $10 gift card to Starbucks. You can have a couple cups of coffee on me, and I'll get the gift card to you, and you can take the Dragonfly and make sure that the families get it. And by
that
the way,
great.
I always like to point out, Bill, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys run basically on volunteer basis. You have very few paid employees, correct?
That's exactly right. We are a largely volunteer. 99% of the organization are volunteers. Just a handful of salaried staff, and they're wonderful salaried staff. They do excellent work. But we're really powered on volunteers. So like you said, on the website, you're going to start to see events popping up, and we always need volunteers to work our events. And we love your listeners to get involved. Like you said, the gift card is a very easy way for your listeners to help.
And if you donate to the Dragonfly Foundation, you can be guaranteed that 87.5 cents on the dollar goes right to the families that need the money. That's huge.
Well, and that's due to the fact of exactly what you just said. We have very, very low overhead. We run on volunteer support and volunteer time and effort. And so we make the maximum impact that we can to the families.
Exactly right. So, and there's another step to this whole thing of donation. If everybody shops at Kroger, I know you're a huge cook. You like, and we got some games coming up. You're going to be going to Kroger's and getting supplies at Kroger's. I think you say you go, what, once or twice a week?
You know, Gary, if this is the time of year when everybody spends a lot of time at Kroger, we've got Halloween coming up for Halloween candy. You've got Thanksgiving right behind that, and then you've got the holiday season with Christmas and New Year's. And so if your listeners have not joined Kroger Community Rewards yet, this is the perfect time of year to do it because you're going to be in those stores quite a bit, and it doesn't cost you a dime. Kroger donates over $1 million a quarter here locally. And the more people that are supporting Dragonfly, the bigger share of the pie that we receive.
There you go. Well, we're just about out of time today. So if you haven't done it yet, get your Kroger Rewards card. Designate the Dragonfly Foundation as your charity of choice. And every dime that you spend at Kroger's, Dragonfly Foundation will get a little bit of that. I'd like to thank all those who listened and watched on Facebook and LinkedIn. And I'd like to thank Corey Bryant with Southwest Ohio Roof Defense. We're going to have you back again soon. So I got tons more questions, and there's a lot of things people need to know about their roofs, their attics, their gutters, their downspouts, water in general, and how to keep the roof on your house in good working order. And your slogan is
quality work every single time.
Every single time. There you go. That's Corey Bryant with Sword. Please remember, I am a realtor, certified residential specialist, and a senior real estate specialist. I do all this so I can help you. Always, always hug your kids, call your parents and siblings regularly, kiss your spouse every day, and stay safe. Stay tuned. The Car Tech Show with Wesley Adams is coming up next. And a roofer's big nightmare is thunder and lightning, right? So this is the Eddie Floyd hit performed by Bluestone Ivory. It's called A Knock on Wood.
Thanks for another great show, and if you have any real estate questions, just call me at 513-777-2402 or go to rockandrollrealestateagent.com. Thanks to all my sponsors who make this show possible, as well as Chris and Miles Beersford, brokers of RE/MAX Preferred Group. A special thanks to WDJO station manager Gary Stevens and my producer Dan Gettelfinger. I would also like to shout out to all my clients, friends, family, fans of Bluestone Ivory, the Dragonfly Foundation, and especially my wife Mary Jo. Until next week, keep knocking on my rockin' houses. So long for now.